So same old story. Same old story. I just explained it to a guy that's come up to me. He said to me, why is it that some of the cheaper ones are selling for less than what I thought they'd get? And then you got other ones that are expensive. People are throwing money left, right, and center. Listen, it's basic mathematics. In May last year, if you were borrowing money and had a deposit, went to the bank, and let's assume that the banks gave you $1 million to borrow. That was May 2022. Lending criteria and buyer rating was based on what the rates were then, sub 2%. It's October 2023 and rates are 6%+ and buyers have been re-rated. And that same buyer that would have gone in May to borrow $1 million today gets 700,000. So if the bank only gives you 700,000 when you add your deposit, you're obviously going to end up having 300 grand less to spend on a property. So you can't go to the price that you want. And that's why I get really excited when I see, like today, I see a bidder that's got their mother and father next to them. They're the ones that I think have got a better chance of buying it. Family assistance. Family assistance. And a lot of people turn around because there are certain people that look like they are international buyers. They look like they might be from China, but they're not. They studied at the Sydney University. But of course, their appearance is that of someone that is from China, but they're not. They were born here. And a lot of those buyers are successful. But if you'll actually see what I see at the auctions is that they've got their parents or relos with them. And they often win out on a property. Today there was a property in Ultimo that sold for 1.9. I said to the real estate agent, it was 171 Jones Street, Ultimo. I said to the real estate agent, I personally thought that that property was worth 1650. So they got 250 grand more. Owners were over the moon. Why wouldn't they? Then I had a property on a main road in Bankstown. And that sold for 1,705. And that's good money. Think about it. Bankstown, 1,705. Anyway, team, we've got another week of auctions tomorrow. And then I've got auctions next week. And then we're going to Melbourne. We're going to Melbourne to try and help house number 4 win the block, win the prize money. Good to see you too, Luke. Good to see you. Yes, I was in Glenfield as well. So team, I've got to let you know that I thought there would be a little bit more stock coming on. And that is protecting some of the prices at the moment from actually dropping. Tony Lang, who cares who buys the joint? People complaining are the people that have not have the money. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, team. Hey, Erskine, what happens with another rate hike? What are your thoughts? I'm not writing it off. I'm not writing that there's another rate hike. Now, here's my view about rate hikes. I don't think they'll go December because I don't want them. I don't think they'll go December because I don't think that they want to upset the retailers for Christmas shopping. I don't think so. Will they happen in November? It's a possibility. Will it happen in January? Zero chance. Why? Because they don't meet. The Reserve Bank doesn't meet in January. Will it happen in February? That's the other possibility. So there is a chance that there's going to be a rate rise. But I think more important than the rate rise, I think now people have started to understand rates weren't going to go up and then come down. Rates have gone up and now they're going to be staying there. They might deviate a little bit, but it's not going to be a classic case of what happened during COVID where they were going down all the time. Mortgage Cliff is not cancelled, Costas, at all. Mortgage Cliff is not cancelled. Every weekend, I have people that are suffocating. I had a house last Sunday in Fairfield where the owner goes, I'm suffocating. Just sell it. Sold at sub-$800,000 for a house in Sydney. So, Costa, mate, Mortgage Cliff, tell you what, you come out to this part of the world, the western suburbs of Sydney, Mortgage Cliff's alive and kicking, mate. Anyway, team, let's call it a day. And you know where I'm going to head off now? Going to go home. And I'm going to put on shorts. And I'm going to go watch Sydney FC play Melbourne Victory. Haven't been to a soccer game for 5 years.